Pete Davidson attacks Charlie Kirk during roast of Kevin Hart. He's definitely been on camera letting a guy unload in his throat. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 11, 2026. Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson went after slain conservative icon Charlie Kirk while roasting fellow comedian Tony Hinchcliffe, saying, "Tony reminds me of Charlie Kirk, in that he's definitely been on camera letting a guy unload in his throat. Tony Hinchcliffe is here, looking like both the child molester and the doll they give the child to show where he touched them," Davidson said during Netflix's The Roast of Kevin Hart, which streamed live on Sunday. "Tony reminds me of Charlie Kirk, in that he's definitely been on camera letting a guy unload in his throat," Davidson continued, gruesomely alluding to the Turning Point USA founder's horrific on-camera assassination, exactly 8 months to the day of the murder. The 32-year-old went on to say, "Oh, you don't know me? Yeah, kill Tony. Please, someone, fucking kill Tony," referring to the title of Hinchcliffe's popular live stand-up comedy podcast, Kill Tony. "Tony, nothing you say tonight will hurt my feelings," Davidson added. "I was in a beef with Kanye, so I've taken shots from better gay Nazis. Watch below." Davidson was quickly slammed on social media for his ghoulish remarks in reference to Kirk's assassination. "Pete is a worthless piece of shit," one ex-user reacted. "His own joke bombed, which is a testament to how unfunny he actually is." Lauren Michaels and the writers at SNL were the only reason he became famous. Shame on them. Pete Davidson proving once again that shock value is easy, but actual comedy is hard, another wrote. "Nothing should be off limits to comedians, but it wasn't even funny," a third declared. "Roasts are supposed to be shocking but also funny. Not just shockingly deranged," another ex-user echoed. "He failed to make it funny. Just seemed gratuitous and cheap. He needs to work more on his jokes and their construction." Hey Pete Davidson, maybe many people don't know that since your father was killed on September 11th, you have used comedy to deflect from your pain, depression, and, probably, have battled with some real demons in your head, another said. You know who else used comedy to hide their pain? Robin Williams. Was this in poor taste? Absolutely, the ex-user added. But you can't hide your pain forever. That high you get from the laughs just suppresses the pain for a moment. It's time to deal with the root cause of your suffering. These roasts are not funny anymore in general because they try to be more mean and more vulgar, but this is 0% funny and 100% vile. Just untalented and vile, another commented. Pete Davidson proves he can do nothing but do shock, another asserted. And I wouldn't even call it comedy. Some people call it edgy. It's no talent, people that don't know how to make funny things. So they have to shock everybody, and stupid people are trained to laugh at shock. Another ex-user summarized comedy on the left as no class. Everything about politics, usual condescending tone disconnected from facts. You would think comedians would have some form understanding around Kirk. They are both in the industry of standing in front of crowds and speaking their mind. Might be tempting fate, another wrote. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram,